Hey, I was wondering if you've ever noticed on your stroke if there's a difference between what your non-breathing strokes feel like and what your breathing stroke feels like. Or if you notice that every time you turn and you take a breath, that something kind of goes off in your stroke and it takes you a few strokes to get it back. And then unfortunately it's time to breathe again and then it messes up the stroke again. So I think that's a pretty common thing. So it's kind of a rhetorical question. Because for most swimmers that come to me, obviously they're coming with a need. I'd say probably 80% of the swimmers that come by, I notice that their breathing stroke changes, at least is different on the breathing stroke, if not disrupting the next couple strokes. And then they have to try to reestablish the pattern that they would prefer. Well, there could be multiple things that do that, that cause that difference, but I want to point out a couple particular things with the breathing action, a couple moments in the breathing action that I notice cause some problems for swimmers that disrupt that stroke pattern. And I want to point those out to you in this podcast. So what I observe is the swimmer, when they are turning the torso to the side, their head stays fixed with the torso. So they're turning towards the air as the torso is turning at the same speed as if their head is attached, fixed to the torso. And they touch the air and then they wait for the recovery arm to come around. And as the torso is turning back down, their head turns down with it. So that's one moment that I notice. Now I have to point out that yes, in the video that Terry teaches in the Ultra Efficient video, Ultra Efficient Freestyle video, Terry is demonstrating a turn where you have the head basically turning with the torso and turning back with the torso. And if you will permit me to both affirm and then contradict what you see in that video, respectfully so, let me explain. I think it's very easy. It's probably one of the easiest ways to teach somebody who just does not know how to breathe. And this is the intent of the Ultra Efficient Freestyle video, is to teach the easiest, quickest way for somebody to get the basics of the freestyle stroke. So understand the context of Ultra Efficient Freestyle. It's to strip it down to the least number of steps to get the most number of people swimming with the most basic, beautiful freestyle stroke. So we're gonna strip off some details and just kind of put skills together as much as we can so that the swimmer can put those together in the fewest number of steps. So with that said, now we have one of the easiest ways to learn how to breathe is to have the swimmer turn the head with the torso and then turn it back with the torso. And that can work really well for initially to help you learn how to swim. But swimmers who come to me, they're like moving beyond that. They're like, hey, something's wrong. Something's disruptive in my stroke. I'm trying to swim faster speeds. And man, I just feel rushed in my breathing. Can't get enough air. So as we lay it out, one of the number one fixes, one of the most popular fixes, the things that people say, hey, that made a big difference, is when I teach them to turn the head faster, turn it sooner in that window of opportunity, and turn it faster than the torso is turning. Now, what this means is that you have to turn the head faster than the torso is turning. So picture the breathing opportunity. The moment that the torso is turning towards the side, that opens the window of opportunity. And then when the torso turns back, that closes the window of opportunity. But the window that is opened up is bigger than is necessary for breathing. So the swimmer could choose to breathe at the beginning of that opening, in the middle of that opening, or at the end of that opening. Well, what's happening, pretty much the default mode for most humans, is they want to turn late and stay too long at the air. And when you turn later and you stay longer, it causes more problems for you. Because at the latter half of the window, your body is no longer adding propulsion, you're decelerating, and when that arm lifts out of the water, your body is starting to sink slightly. So it makes breathing much more difficult. So generally, you want to breathe as early as possible in that window of opportunity. In order to do that, right when the catch sets, you need to be turning the head towards the air and do it faster than the torso is turning. Your goal is to have the head, the face, touch the air before your recovery arm comes out of the water to begin the recovery swing. Okay, so have that goal in mind. So the only way you're gonna be able to do that is turn that head towards air faster. And then you wanna finish that little sip of air and get the head turning back as if it were racing the recovery arm back into position. So you don't wanna see your recovery arm with your own eyeballs. If you see your recovery arm crossing over your eyes out of the water, then you are staying too late in the breathing position. So, going back, the first problem is that I see is the swimmer has the head fixed to the torso rotation, and that's too slow, and it will take too long to get to the air. So then problem number two, the moment number two, is related. When the head wants to come back, if it's still attached to the torso, it's waiting way too long to come back. So let's say you've solved that one. You've learned how to turn the head back before the torso turns. Well, the problem that I see is that the swimmer has the arm attached to the head, okay? So I tell the swimmer, all right, I want you to turn the head towards the air faster, and then I want you to return it faster, and this is what they do. Sure enough, they turn the head faster, and then when they swing the head back, it pulls the arm faster with it. So instead of keeping the recovery swing the same slower speed, when I say turn the head back faster, they swing the arm back faster. And so it keeps the same head-arm pattern without breaking it. But we need to break that. What you need to do is be able to turn the head independent of the torso turn, and you need to be able to turn the head independent of the arm swing. So in other words, your non-breathing, your breathing stroke should look exactly like your non-breathing stroke. I mean, identical. If we just blurred out your head and we watched a video, we would never be able to tell what was a breathing stroke and a non-breathing stroke because the pattern, the stroke overlap, the timing, everything would look exactly the same. And then we would remove the blur on your head and then we would notice, oh, they just happened to turn their head for a breath and we noticed no change in the body whatsoever. That's our ultimate goal. But to do that, we have to disconnect that head from the torso and from the arm so that this independent, this quicker turn of the head doesn't pull either one of those out of their rhythm. So I have a drill that I give the swimmer to do that help them isolate these moments, these negative, these error points in the stroke and help them carefully override those triggers and establish new habits. So I call it three-part breathing. We want to break the breathing stroke into three distinct parts, segment them, put a slight pause between each one, just so that that pause gives the brain a chance to ignore the trigger that would otherwise be there to make the head move connected to the torso and the arm. So this is how you do it. You, first of all, you want to stay in the moment of the stroke. So as you're taking your first three strokes in the pool, non-breathing strokes, and I want you to focus completely on that stroke pattern. Don't be thinking ahead to the breathing stroke coming up. Stay in the moment. So you take one stroke, two strokes, three strokes, and now the next stroke is gonna be a breathing stroke. And what you do is the step one is slide into skate and pause your arm in that tucked position alongside. That's step one. Just slide into skate. Step two then, without moving any body parts, quickly turn the face to air and return the face back down to face down position. And then step three is then resume your recovery swing with the same amount of stroke overlap that you would have on the non-breathing strokes, okay? So you break it into three steps. So you slide into skate, pause the arm in the back position, turn, return the head, then resume the recovery swing so that all three steps, all three motions are separated from each other so they have a chance to practice moving without affecting the other parts. Does that make sense? Now, the first time I take a swimmer through this, I'd have them take 3 strokes and then do the 3-part breathing and take 1 stroke after that just to check that they can do it. And then I'd have them take 3 non-breathing strokes, then do the 3-part breathing, and then take 2 or 3 more strokes after that just to check that the pattern is holding. Now, obviously, when you take that breathing stroke, you're pausing the stroke and you're doing the turn and return from the air and moving on. That's not a natural way to breathe, but it is effective for retraining the brain. What we want to do to gradually move back to normal fluid breathing is just gradually remove the pauses between those 3 actions until they start to blend together more appropriately. So as you go through, the pause between the skate and the turn and return is a little bit smaller, and then the pause between the head turn and the recovery resuming is a little bit smaller until they're just not there anymore, and hopefully things will start to smooth out. But what we are looking for as you go along in this drill is just being aware of the moment that your brain is urging you to go back to the old pattern. And of course, that feels really good when you notice it and then you override it because you have the pause there to give you that opportunity to notice and change the action. And then as you remove the pauses, you'll notice it might get a little tricky. You might feel tempted to slip back into the old pattern, and occasionally it will fail and go back to the old pattern. But the fact that you're aware of it, that you notice it, is the great exciting breakthrough that you need to have. And once you have that awareness that you're making the mistake, and very specific mistake, don't worry, now you're in position to do something about it. So you can just go back and do the drill and gradually progress, removing pauses between those distinct movements until it feels smooth and you feel like the stroke pattern is staying consistent from non-breathing to breathing strokes back to non-breathing strokes. All right? So just to review, the 2 trouble spots that I notice are having the head turn as if fixed to the torso rotation, and then having the head turn back and pull the recovery arm quickly with it. We want the head to turn, first of all, quicker than the torso is turning, and to return a lot sooner than the torso is turning back. And we also want the head to turn and then return quickly, but the recovery arm relative to the head is moving slower. And it just should feel casual, not disrupted, not rushed in any way by the turn of the head. Okay, so that's the breathing situation. And one of the ways that I intervene to help a swimmer fix it, if you notice that you're having a difference between your breathing strokes and your non-breathing strokes, and it could be related to one of these points in the action of breathing, you may try this intervention, this drill, and see how it works. And send me a note. I'd love to hear from you. See ya.